weapons and tools. Now, archaeologists today, on the basis of their discoveries, would say that there seems to begin to be a history around Rome about 800 BC. Now, that's interesting for any number of reasons, but for one reason in particular. The Romans remembered the date of the founding of their city as the year that we call 753 BC. So here again, we have one of these things a bit like, for example, the Trojan Wars and Greek memory. Roman tradition was pretty good in terms of remembering about when things got started. That said, what got started was pretty small and pretty humble. Now, Rome is well sited. The place where Rome sits is well sited. It's about 15 miles inland up the river Tiber. So it's not right on the coast and vulnerable, but the Tiber is navigable down to the coast. So that meant that it was always possible to provision the city. Rome was at a point where there was a good ford of the river Tiber in the sort of coastal road that ran right up through Liguria, Tuscany, up into the Etruscan region, and then down to the south all the way actually to Naples and beyond into Magna Graecia. So it was an area good for commerce, good for exchange, good for the movements of peoples and ideas. Now, the point where Rome sort of makes its great bend, its great loop through, where the Tiber makes its great loop through the city of Rome, is low and swampy and damp and fairly nasty. But Rome, as you probably know, like Cincinnati, for example, is built on seven hills. And the people at Rome were always able, early on, to move up and live on those hilltops where they could catch afternoon breezes and also where they didn't have to live down in the malarial swamps. And then, slowly over time, the Romans began to drain those swamps and to open up a flat area sort of between and among the seven hills. And then, broadly speaking, you have a situation where, over the long course of Roman history, those with fewer financial resources live down in the flat, and those with greater financial resources live up on the hills, up the edges of the hills, or perhaps even on top of them. So Rome was reasonably well situated from a variety of points of view. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, Italy's best harbors are actually on the west. They faced west. And it bears repeating, the action, everything we've talked about until now in this course of lectures, has been happening in the eastern Mediterranean. What was going on in Rome? What was going on in Italy? What is going on in the west when all of these other issues that we have been talking about were unfolding? That's perhaps the first issue, or one of the central issues, that we want to talk about a little bit in this lecture. What's happening way over here in the West? You may have noticed, and I have attempted from time to time, with sort of cross-references to stitch things together a little bit, that Mesopotamian Egypt are unfolding roughly contemporaneously, that we then move along and we begin to see, let's say, the emergence of life at an early time on Minoan Crete and then in Mycenaean Greece, and that the Greeks are moving along as Persia is rising and Assyria and then Persia are rising, and so on. So in the Eastern Mediterranean, we've been kind of keeping several balls in the air all at once, as we've been kind of juggling these various peoples and countries and civilizations. Now we turn to the West. We say, all right, what was going on over there? Well, the great threats to the Romans, in a certain sense, did the Romans face threats? Well, they had more powerful neighbors, more important, more interesting neighbors in certain ways than they. Latium was a region of small villages. It was not yet united in any meaningful sense. To the north, there were the Etruscans. To the south, there were the Greeks. In between the Romans and the Greeks were the Samnites. So a region of small villages that very slowly but surely began to coalesce, began, in a sense, to pull together to make something like the Roman people. Now, tradition tells us that the Romans expelled their last Etruscan king, Tarquin the Proud, Tarquinius Superbus, in 509, the year we call 509 B.C., and created a republic. That tradition bears a little scrutiny. We need to think about that just a little bit. During a couple of centuries then, 2.5 centuries, from 753, when tradition says Rome was founded, down to 509, when tradition says Rome created a republic, Rome progressed. There doesn't seem to be much question about that, from being a few small, scattered settlements into being a city of some consequences. Though there is always a parallel with the Greek polis. Do you remember? Asti plus kora equals polis. well, as eventually